today for only $26 per month. For your free information package, call now, 866-279-9435. That's 866-279-9435. Give a child in need a chance for a better tomorrow. Call 866-279-9435.
President Bush says the huge tax cut plan approved by the House yesterday represents great progress for the economy, but he wants even more. The House plan would slice taxes by more than $500 billion. The Senate votes next week on a smaller plan. France and Russia are pressing for changes in the U.S. resolution on Iraq. They want a greater role for the U.N. The resolution due for Security Council debate next week would recognize the U.S. and Britain as Iraq's occupiers and would give the coalition control over its oil revenue. General Tommy Franks says a new democratic government in Iraq offers the promise of a bright future for the Iraqi people.
Iraq's best days are yet to come, and the Iraqi people are already taking steps to build a new government that, in fact, will be of their choice.
Catholic priests meeting in Missouri say the sex abuse scandal has changed their lives. One priest says parents at his congregation have been having their children give him a hug, but another says if he walks into a restroom and a child's there, he turns around and walks out. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt, and once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called DebtScape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. DebtScape negotiates with your creditors to reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and consolidate your bills into one lower monthly payment, which might be as much as 50% lower. If you're in over your head financially, let DebtScape help get you out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
It looks like good news for Second Amendment advocates in Missouri. Here's IRN's John Russell.
The Missouri legislature has passed a concealed carry law to join 35 other states that recognize the right of its citizens to armed self-defense. The law goes to Governor Bill Holden, a liberal Democrat, who has made it clear that he will veto the measure. The legislature, however, strongly supports the change, and the reform has the overwhelming approval of the public. The bill, sponsored by Republican Representative Larry Crawford, says that people have a right to protect themselves outside of their homes. The law says that every Missourian over the age of 23 has the right to armed self-defense. Representative Crawford says that he's sure that the governor's threatened veto will be easily overridden. John Russell, IRN News.
School cafeterias have still got some learning to do. A new study says school lunches are still too high in fat, even if they are improving somewhat. The General Accounting Office looked at school lunches from 4 years ago and said they were about 34% fat. That's down from nearly a decade earlier, but it's still 4 points higher than the 30% recommended. Schools are also overloading kids on cholesterol and sodium. The mother of Democratic Congressman and presidential hopeful Dick Gephardt has died. She was 95. An aide to the congressman says Lorene Estelle Gephardt died Friday night of heart complications at a nursing home in St. Louis County. I'm Richard Stewart, and you've been listening to news on the Information Radio Network.
Why are men all over
exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
And that's how it goes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in studio in Montreal. We're back in town following a lot of our journey.
Yeah, we're back in Montreal. Good morning. Stephen Pickford coming to you from Travel World Studios in suburban Montreal. And that's one of the topics we're talking about today is Montreal with Brenda Rodericks, the general manager of Le Méridien Versailles on Sherbrooke Street in the western part of downtown. Good morning, Brenda.
Brenda, welcome to Travel World. Hang on. How's that? Brenda.
Yes.
You're with us.
I'm here.
It's the fun of live radio.
Fun of live radio. We wonder whether people have disappeared off the abyss.
Well, we talk about it. We call it the vortex here in Montreal. Yeah. Fun place to live.
It's a great place to live.
So tell us a bit more about your property. We had one of our own, good old Charlie Profit, visiting Montreal, and he had a chance to, lucky man, to stay at your property.
Well, it's a really special little place. It's a small boutique hotel, mm-hmm. and it was formerly actually called the Meridian Park Plaza, and we actually just joined the Meridian chain in November of 2002, and it's a very small property located downtown Montreal of 106 rooms. Totally refurbished by a Montreal designer, and it's a very, very residential type of property located on Sherbrooke Street in West Montreal. So it's a great location because it's right near all the museums, the boutiques, the antique stores, and all the restaurants, of course, because Montreal's so well known for that.
It's a great location in that, as you correctly mentioned, the museums are nearby, restaurants, and you're in a neighborhood where people are not just working, but they're living, and they're playing, and they're shopping. So the streets are vibrant no matter what time of day.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's an area also that is downtown Montreal, but is very residential. So people, when they are staying with us, actually get the feel of living in Montreal as opposed to just visiting Montreal.
The hotel itself captures that essence in a number of different accommodation styles.
It certainly does. I mean, what we've done to try to make it as residential as possible is we've actually brought in a residential designer from Montreal who does all the homes in Westmount and all the different areas of Montreal to give the hotel a feel of being at home. So the hotel is designed a little bit differently in the sense that we have obviously varying types of rooms, but all of them are designed with very rich woods, a lot of pillows, very rich fabrics. All of them have lots and lots of windows that open for fresh air, which is always important at night if you want to sleep well. So it's very, very, very homey as well as being very luxurious.
There's a distinctiveness to those accommodations. So you know you're in Montreal, not necessarily in Tulsa, Oklahoma. There is a distinctiveness amongst all Meridian properties in every market.
That's exactly it. And that's really what the goal of what we're trying to do is to get away from, I guess in the past, what hotels have done has been very cookie cutter and they sort of have the same decoration type no matter what city. Whereas right now what we do per city is, as in Montreal, we bring in a Montreal designer. All the furniture is made by Quebec manufacturers. All the paintings that we have in the wall are by Quebec artists. The amenities that we have in the room are Fruit and Passion, which is a Quebec-based company which provides wonderful shampoos and body lotions, etc. So we try to make the product as much Montreal and Quebec as possible so people experience what Montreal is really about and all the talents of Montreal.
Now, one of the other elements, because Meridian, its roots are as a French chain. It started off as a division of Air France, no longer is. But food is also important, and you've got a very nice restaurant on your ground floor there.
We do. We have a wonderful restaurant, and actually we are right in the midst of refurbishing it at the moment, and we're very, very excited about it. It's going to be fully open for the public probably at the end of June. Right now it's serving breakfast and banquets, but it's going to become one of the hot spots in Montreal. We have one of the hottest new chefs in Montreal, I believe. His name is Joe Mercury, who's made quite a name for himself culinary-wise and is very, very sought after in Montreal. So we're very excited about this new opening because it's going to be a great addition to our hotel, and it's going to be a great place for Montrealers to come and eat.
Now, people coming in from Drive Market, some of our listeners down throughout the East Coast, parking is reasonably priced, and they can also bring their pets with them to
That's
the Meridian.
Right. We do have a pet policy. We are pet lovers. We actually have a hotel mascot who is a golden retriever who is not on site, but who does come from time to time. His name is Joe.
I got to introduce Joe to Robbie, our own golden retriever mascot.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. No, they're just wonderful dogs, and we are pet friendly. We love to have pets. There are a few simple rules just so that respects everybody else, but they are more than welcome to join us anytime on your trips into Montreal.
No feeding your dog in front of the room door of somebody else?
Well, feeding the dog in the bathroom is actually one of those rules. you know, and not leaving the dog alone because they can be afraid in a new city.
Sure, of course. But, you know, most of the time when you've got a pet lover traveling with their beloved companion, so to speak, that they're actually going to be pretty responsible about it. So it's nice to find a hotel, especially one quite so upscale as this one, that would be friendly to people traveling with their pets.
Yeah, because I think people do enjoy that. It's that bringing that part of home with them, right? They don't like to leave their pets at home.
No. And people are looking to have that whole comfort factor. That is why they're looking at the extended weekend getaways. And Le Méridien Versailles has a number of package plans and promotions throughout the year to facilitate that.
We certainly do. We have a number of different packages, ranging just from a weekend package, including breakfast and film and a late checkout, to something more elaborate like our romance package, which will include breakfast in bed, you know, deluxe accommodations, dinner in our restaurant, as well as a couple of city tours. We also have spa packages available because that has become really popular for either one night or two nights or three nights, which includes breakfast as well as spa treatments for the people who are coming.
Oh, that is one of the things that is taking up because people just want to relax. And you put them in a neighborhood, the west end of downtown, along Sherbrooke Street, and the relaxation begins. It's like a mini resort in the city.
Yeah, it's very true. And I mean, Montreal just lends itself to a vacation mood because I think the natural warmth of Montrealers and very much the joie de vivre, we love to have a nice time here.
That's what I like the most about Montreal. It's the thing that keeps me here, even though, you know, we could literally have our show based anywhere throughout North America. We choose Montreal as our place to live, even though we're born and raised here, and it's because the overall ambiance, the overall overriding attitude of people that I find here tends to be, listen, we just want to have a good time.
It's true. It's true, and I think, you know, what adds to that as well, the interest level of that is you know, it's a combination of French and English cultures, which really ends up being a great dynamic duo, I think. It gives you all the best of Europe, all the charm of Europe, but we have all the comforts of North America in Montreal.
Well, we're talking this morning with Brenda Roderick, General Manager of Le Méridien Versailles in Montreal. When we come back, more on just some of her picks on what to see and do this summer in Montreal. The telephone number for Méridien Hotels, 1-800-543-4300, on the internet at www.lemeridien.com, LEMERIDIEN.com. And those links will be up shortly on our website at twc.ca under the direction of new webmaster Mike Arneson. Starting to look good. The draft copy of it, look for the unveiling, the opening up of the new twc.ca website shortly.
Absolutely. So join us following the break right here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite on CAB Radio. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
$50 billion for people like you who want to start a business, go back to school, or even train for a new job. I'm Matthew Lesko, and I've written over 70 books on government programs. You've probably seen me on Oprah, Larry King, or even C-SPAN. My new program shows you 15,000 government sources, like how to get $100,000 to open up a coffee shop, $15,000 to write a book, $30,000 to become a French chef, or $9,000 to take a computer course, or $15,000 to finish college, get a GED, or a PhD. There's also money programs to travel overseas or work on your invention. I've done all the work. You just have to make the call.
Order your 1,100-page book plus 6 hours of audio tapes for two payments of $29.95 plus shipping. Call 1-800-762-0500. That's 1-800-762-0500.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
How many of your loved ones will die of lung cancer? I'm Richard Marks, and for my favorite aunt, the music stopped too soon. I watched her lose her battle with lung cancer. She was a lifelong smoker. She was only 45. But we can help prevent further loss. Quit smoking. Learn more about your risk and advances in detection and treatment. If you or your loved ones are at risk, visit lungcancer.org or call 1-877-646-LUNG today. There is hope. Lung cancer does not have to be a death sentence.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos. It's Italian for the best food in town.
I turned my flabby abs into a six-pack in 2 days using my no-work, no-sweat, fold-away super-duper stomachizer.
Come on now, you know that's not how it works. There's no magic formula, and a couple of training sessions won't miraculously make you fit. That's why we at the Training Edge Fitness Center create personal training programs and give you the guidance.
Yeah, let's hear it again!
Bailey's Comet. So real, you'll feel the heat.
Cool.
Only at Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus.
Playing Hartford Civic Center, May 14th through 18th. Tickets available at the box office, Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster.com, or call 860-525-4500.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
With the snow all swirling round my feet on Sherbrooke Street, I've danced in Montreal, sweating in a disco all night long. The beat was strong. I have friends in Montreal, you know the way they just drop in on you out of the blue. And I've got friends who moved away, and when they call, I always hear them say they miss Montreal.
And with good reason. Montreal. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Willa Backus and Stephen Pickford on studio with us, talking to Brenda Rodericks from the Méridien in Montreal.
And talking to Brenda this morning about her property, the Méridien Versailles on Sherbrooke Street, that you heard referenced in that Bowser and Blue song. And Brenda, somebody's coming to Montreal, one of your friends from somewhere else in the chain, let's say. What would you suggest that they must do this spring and summertime?
Oh, well, there's just so many things to pick from, but I think that it also depends on the interests of people, but certainly we have a number of wonderful museums in Montreal. We have the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts, actually, that has a Vuillard exhibition right now, who's a post-impressionist, which is something that it's an absolutely stunning exhibition, which I really, really strongly would suggest. We also have the Museum of Architecture, which is actually world-renowned, which was pioneered by Phyllis Lambert, that if you're interested in architecture. But apart from museums, I mean, there's just the Montreal Jazz Festival that's an absolute must. Even if you're not a great jazz lover, it is just for the atmosphere in Montreal. It's 10 days of just partying in the street and mixing with Montrealers, of outdoor venues with music going on, with outdoor cafes, with great food. It's just a must, and that starts on June 26th. Following that, we also have the Just for Laughs Festival, which is wonderful. It's becoming one of the most renowned in the world, with all the top comedians coming in from all over the world, people like Jerry Seinfeld. Also, that is a must, because it's a lot of fun and a good laugh, as you can imagine. Then, of course, there's Old Montreal, which is just so, so charming. The city itself is has been really well preserved, and there's a lot of history in Montreal, so it's really worth spending a day walking through old Montreal, learning about the history. A lot of the original buildings have been preserved, and the old port of Montreal. If you're a little bit more action-minded, in the old port of Montreal, you can rent rollerblades, you can rent bikes, you can go along the Lachine Canal while you're viewing Montreal. So, you know, it really depends on what you like to do.
It's interesting that you mentioned the Lachine Canal, because the entire, what I would call the south coast of the island of Montreal, is from Dorval all the way through downtown, is one of the more picturesque parts of the city. Whenever we would finish a show on our old home station here in Montreal, we would actually go along the Lakeshore Road, which was LaSalle Boulevard in that area, mm-hmm. and just go slowly and enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the view. And there's always lots of people there, and in the summertime, you just can't beat that area of the city.
Oh, no, it's absolutely spectacular. And, I mean, you know, there's little places you can stop along the way and, you know, pick up some ice cream, or there are great little restaurants with terraces overlooking the water.
Oh, yeah.
It's just fabulous.
And there's a lot of history there, too, for just about anybody. Stephen and I are avid railroad fans, and one of the real hidden things that we did, spent a whole day doing it, in fact, is tracing the path of the Montreal-Lachine Railway, the first railroad in Montreal, the second in Canada. And when you see now the tracks are long gone, there's bicycle paths and all kinds of walking areas there, too. But you can then get a picture as to how the city grew, how it developed, and why the streets are laid out this particular way. This is something that we look for in just about every city we go, but Montreal has that wherever you want to go.
No, it certainly does. I mean, you know, it's very rich in history. It's rich in culture. I mean, we eat and drink wonderful wines and great food, and, you know, we have wonderful shopping. I think one of the other things about Montreal that's very interesting is we have a very strong artistic community, artistic in terms of we have a lot of well-known clothes designers. We have a lot of well-known pottery makers. There are just beautiful things, little things to buy in little boutiques in downtown Montreal that you're not going to find really anywhere else, because they're originals. We have a very strong art community, and it's great because it's different stuff, and it's really at affordable prices, especially if you're coming from the U.S. with the exchange rate.
And speaking of artistic clothes designers, in fact, one of our own here at Travel World, Lydia Lukitis from CosmicAngels.ca, has just won in the Best of Montreal competition in the Montreal Mirror, a local newspaper here, as the number one fashion designer in Montreal this year. There's a little article about her and so on. She designs her own jewelry. In fact, there have been people throughout North America wearing this. In fact, one person who was in the Oscars was wearing one of her pieces of jewelry. Lydia, of course, is the author of the soon-to-be-released book about the Travel World Radio Show, Book 1. So we're looking forward to that coming out, and congratulations to Lydia.
Yeah.
That's the type of person that exemplifies Montreal, one of the hidden gems. Montreal is a city of communities, a very vibrant ethnic base, and communities, neighborhoods that people can just get out and explore. Get a day transit pass that enables you to unlimited travel on the bus and metro system and visit those different parts of the city. The seventh edition of the Ulysses Travel Guide Montreal is out, available at 1-877-542-7247. And what I liked about this guide is it also talks more about the neighborhoods, not just downtown, but it has sections devoted to the West Island, for instance, devoted to Verdun, Point St. Charles District, Hochelaga, Maisonneuve, all over the island. And it's like 300-plus pages, almost 400 pages of information. And I would recommend picking it up before coming to Montreal, because all too often you get to a city and say, on your last day, oh, I wish I had known that. And, of course, that's great for a return visit, because that's always the fun, too. You see something, say, I want to return.
Oh, we highly encourage return visits to Montreal. We very much welcome all the return visitors. Please come back.
And, of course, we talked about the affordability, because it's not just the value of the Canadian dollar, but the hotels, the Méridien Versailles in particular, offering some very competitive and very advantageous weekend rates and summertime rates to get people out to experience what Montreal has to offer.
Further to that particular point, it's something that, in fact, in recent times has become even stronger in the city, is the overall sense people have of tourism and the importance that tourists play here in the city. And I find Montreal lately is becoming far more tourist friendly. You know, you'll see somebody on the street, if they're lost, they'll come to you and they'll talk to you, they'll help you find your way. And they're genuinely happy to see you. And they say, please, thanks for visiting my city. And people go, all right, thanks a lot.
No, it's true. And the other factor that's really just incredible is just the safety in the city. It's just wonderful. I mean, you can walk pretty well downtown or any area, and there's just, you know, everybody is friendly, and there really is no threatening factor. We have such a low crime rate that it really makes people feel very secure to be able to visit and enjoy the city fully without worrying about anything.
I know for sure that I walk through the city now. Yeah, okay, 6'2" and the size of a football player. Yeah, a lot of people, there's not many people who give me a hard time in any city for that matter. But in the city of Montreal, I've known many people who were skittish about other places throughout the North America in general, but who walk through Montreal with complete peace of mind.
Very, very true. I mean, that's really one of the things, the comments we get from our guests visiting very, very often, is the friendliness of the people and the safety of the city.
They look around, they say, well, what's the bad part of town? I said, we just drove through it. And they said, that's your bad part of town, man?
That looked like the upscale area of our community.
And that is a testament to just how well Montreal is taking care of itself. I mean, yeah, when you look at the local news and you find out the little things that we fight about here, I mean, it seems almost petty when you compare it to what other people are going through in their own cities. Montreal pretty well is, well, you know, when you live in a virtual utopia, what is there to fight about? But, you know, who gets the most time on their favorite thing, if you know what I mean?
Exactly.
When you look at the dynamic nature of downtown and how block after block after block of stores of all budgets and all types of merchandise and people downtown till midnight or early morning hours, and you look at how many other U.S. cities that the sidewalks roll up at roll up at 5 o'clock, 5:15. You know, Cincinnati was a great case in point where even the McDonald's closed downtown at 5 o'clock, and come to Montreal and you've got people on the streets. You've got stores open 9, 10, 11 o'clock, restaurants open till the early hours of the morning, and people actually living downtown. So
yeah,
that really is a testament to a vibrant community.
Yeah, I think that it's true that Montreal is probably one of the only major cities left where people actually live downtown.
Well, they're actually trying to get people back into the downtown core. People are spread out through the city, a lot of different communities. But overall, one overriding theme of the city of Montreal, people here love to have a good time. Their major purpose in life is, hey, let's, you know, what are we doing for fun?
And that sums it up. Le Méridien Versailles, right downtown on Sherbrooke Street in the west part of downtown. Convenient access to all the museums, public transit, everything that you have to see and do. Check them out at www.lemeridien.com, 1-800-543-4300. Brenda Rodericks, General Manager, Le Méridien Versailles Montreal. Thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World.
Thank you.
Stay tuned following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show.
Across America via satellite.
Something the banshee.
What the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
With SRN News, I'm Ken Lormand in Washington. For the second night in a row, a tornado ripped through Oklahoma City last night. No one was killed in either storm. In Missouri, two twisters touched down near Kansas City. 13 people are dead after a bomb exploded in a market in the southern Philippines. A second bomb was defused before it blew up. Police blame the blast on a Muslim rebel group connected to several other bombings this year. The World Health Organization, Chinese, says data is incomplete and health officials can't track the source of the virus in many cases. It indicates the situation is more serious than originally thought in China and Taiwan. And the Senate is stepping up to the plate in the tax cut game. Monday, debate begins on how deep to slash taxes. House Republicans passed their cuts yesterday. This is SRN News.
I have a question for the men out there. What do you think your odds are of developing prostate problems? 1 in 1,000? 1 in 300? Actually, my doctor told me they're 1 in 3. But you can help beat those odds with One-A-Day Men's Health Formula. One-A-Day Men's is a complete multivitamin with 21 nutrients plus lycopene, which Harvard studies have linked to prostate health. So now that you know your risk, help beat the odds. Take One-A-Day Men's Health, the multivitamin with more for your health.
According to the physician's desk reference, your body only absorbs a fraction of the nutrients that you take in pill form. If you'd like to absorb and benefit more from your nutrient program, you need Sea Silver. Sea Silver is an all-natural food supplement that provides all of the nutrients that your body craves for about $1 a day. Order great-tasting Sea Silver at 888-370-6930. That's 888-370-6930. Feel the difference in 30 days or your money back. Call 888-370-6930.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
My doctor said I was having a heart attack. I thought, no way. I thought heart attacks were for old men.
Heart disease is the number one killer of women. It can lead to heart attack, disability, and death. But what's really scary is how few women are concerned about it.
Until the moment I had a heart attack, I was feeling great.
The heart truth is anyone can have heart disease, even you.
I am absolutely positive that smoking is what did it.
Talk to your doctor, find out your risk, and take action today to lower it.
On the positive side, I stopped smoking, I exercised more than I ever did, I eat healthy, I ate more vegetables, fruit, salads. I tell my friends that a heart attack really hurts. It can kill you.
Learn the heart truth. Call 1-800-575-WELL. That's 1-800-575-WELL. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, National Institutes of Health, National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
I couldn't think of a more fitting song. Welcome to the Travel World Radio Show, and this is Will and Back. Is in Stephen Pickford. We got a special guest online, our chief correspondent, Vic Phillips.
Good Welcome. Morning, Vic.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Willem. I just returned from New Orleans, Stephen. You recall you and I visited that city, what, about 4 or 5 years ago?
Oh, yes, a few years ago we were there, and lots of fun. We really enjoy the atmosphere and, of course, the food. You can't go to New Orleans without chowing down. What did you have? A glorious crawfish etouffee, tastefully topped with a tincture of Tabasco.
Oh, I had gumbo and jambalaya. That's those stews that you fell in love with, and crab meat and cream sauce, and fresh oysters on the half shell.
Oh, I have to have a dozen oysters every day, Vic.
Yes, at my age I do. And then snails in garlic butter, and those giant Louisiana shrimp. Man, oh man, I gained about a pound a day, Stephen. It was just fantastic. Now the city, the state is celebrating its bicentennial of the Louisiana Purchase. So everybody's celebrating down there. And what a deal they got then. 828,000 square miles they bought from Napoleonic France for $15 million. Now, Napoleon Bonaparte wanted the money for his army, and he convinced Thomas Jefferson that he was getting a bargain. And what a deal. The land was bought and then broken up into 15 states. And to this day, there's a European flavor to the city, unlike any other city we've ever visited. Louisiana is also the most romantic of all states, but I didn't have any romance.
Never do, Vic.
No, I know. Well, we're getting that age, but I like to eat.
Plenty of cheesies, huh?
Oh, yeah. Now, Stephen, do you remember when we visited New Orleans a few years ago? It was one tough city then. They had crooked cops, a crooked governor, but since then it's all cleaned up and it's really safe to walk the streets. But back then, when we were there, more than 100 policemen were arrested, and two actually went to jail for murder. One woman policeman was actually robbing stores while she was on duty. And in one robbery, she killed several people, including an off-duty policeman she knew who was working on the side as a security guard. And the former governor of the state's also serving time in jail for being a bad boy. But now we can certainly recommend New Orleans for a visit. Talk about music. Now, of course, birthplace of jazz there. Jazz clubs are all within walking distance of the French Quarter. That's where I stayed. And that's where the sweet trumpet of Louis Satchmo Armstrong was first heard. Pete Fountain, let me think of some other big names. Al Hurt, jazz musician Wynton Marsalis. He's on the Jay Leno show all the time. They helped make the Big Easy, as it's often called, a 24-hour town 7 days a week. And besides jazz, if you don't like jazz, there's all kinds of sounds. From you can visit the top clubs there, and you'll hear Cajun, rhythm and blues, and even Celtic or Celtic, which many natives love. And the music really offers a sheer sense of joy as you walk through the picturesque streets of the quarter. Now, the heart of the city is Jackson Square, and that's a park which at one time was the scene of public executions. But now it's crowded with clowns, musicians, acrobats, and white-faced mimes.
Now you wish there were public executions.
Well, yeah. Now, Stephen and I had a good time watching the mimes. I don't know how they do that. They could stand there for hours. Of course, you take their picture, you tease them, you try and get them laughing. I think Stephen did some bad things. He made like he was going to drop his drawers. These guys just don't move. They just stay there.
Couldn't even frighten them at that.
No.
Yeah, but the mimes are single now because their wives said they had trouble communicating.
Yep. Now, the last time we were there, Stephen and I took a paddle wheeler up the Mississippi to the state capital, Baton Rouge. Now, this time I went on a leisurely 3-day river barge ride towards the Gulf of Mexico. And at night, the barge, it's a huge one, it's tied up to trees along the shoreline, so they don't anchor, they tie up. And even though it holds 198 passengers, you still get the feeling that you're doing what Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn did, like just sort of moseying along, looking at birds. You see wildlife up close, water moccasin snakes, alligators, kind of scary things.
A petting zoo.
Yeah, well, they just sort of lie there and stare at you.
Oh, sounds like you have.
Yeah, I had one of those living in my basement, yeah.
And you see people who live along the shoreline. It's like time stood still. It's really relaxing. Now, we were on the barge during the height of the Iraq War, and not one person talked about it. Your troubles just sort of disappear. I won't get into prices, but the cost was extremely affordable. There are deals for families, and it's a great way to see places you might never get to. There are various excursions on those river barges from 4 to 10 days. So I'll give them a little plug here. You can give them a call at River Barge Excursion Lines. You can visit them on the website at www.riverbarge.com or phone 504-361-7629. That's 504-361-7629, and they'll fit you up with a nice trip. Now, the state has some fantastic parks for camping. That's if you're really on a budget, so you can, you know, take your camper trailer down there. We see a lot of Americans doing that. But it has some great five-star hotels in the heart of the French Quarter. I stayed at the Hotel Monteleone. And that's where a lot of famous artists and writers have stayed, including William Faulkner. Now, Stephen, you and I stayed at a French hotel. I can't recall the name of it. Do you remember?
Yes, we were at the Maison Dupuis Hotel.
Yeah, do you remember we walked in the lobby and there was a parrot sitting in a big cage?
Yeah, the parrot, and too bad Wally Mott wasn't there to teach him a few words.
That's right, where I left my parrot with Wally for 3 weeks, and I came back, and my parrot now speaks very, very dirty language, but I have to squirt him with a water pistol every day. He's getting better, but it's taken years.
Well, this is a particular parrot, I understand, that in the middle of this hotel will do things like, I am a cat, meow.
Yeah, and it barks, and and it's really weird, and people who are checking in don't notice the parrot. And I mean, it's just a hoot. But I didn't stay there this time. Stephen and I stayed there last time. We had a great time, but this Hotel Monteleone I can certainly recommend. Like William Faulkner, the author, used to stay there. All kinds of people. And New Orleans is a kind of town where you're almost guaranteed to bump into some famous people. I went to Antoine's. I didn't eat there. I want to do that next time I'm down there. But Antoine's is one of my favorite spots to visit. Former President George Bush likes to visit. Nicolas Cage, he's a regular there. And novelist Anne Rice, she's the one that writes all those scary vampire novels. She lives nearby.
I think out on the garden, if you get the streetcar down, that's a nice little excursion down there just west of downtown. If you're staying downtown New Orleans, most of the attractions, the restaurants, bars, all within easy walking distance. And otherwise, just take a streetcar short ride, and everything is very compact in New Orleans.
Yeah. And you know, the city's just filled with history, as you know, Stephen. It's a perfect setting for those vampire novels. You can visit the Voodoo Museum. Voodoo's still a big thing because of the history of the city. I was told that the city still has a lot of nice witches living there.
Lots of cities have witches.
Lots of plenty of them in any newsroom, too.
Yeah. And there are numerous historic plantation homes. The state is proud of its Civil War history, unlike that place, Charlotte, that we went to, which denies its history.
It denies the war ever took place, yeah.
Oh, worst city I've ever been to is Charlotte. Yeah. But Louisiana is really proud of its history, and it has several museums with artifacts from the 1800s and the Civil War. Now, the state really has a true mixture of different races, including Hispanics, African, and French Canadians. After the sale, just a little bit of history here. After France sold it to the U.S. in 1803, Americans arrived en masse to New Orleans. They were unwelcome in the Creole enclave of the French Quarter at first, and the two factions often fought. Even now, when we were down there, some insensitive citizens who've gone beyond the bounds of patriotism, they suggested renaming the French Quarter. Can you imagine that? These are the same ones who want to change French
Quarter. Oh, well.
Well, I believe in freedom fries myself.
Right.
But I'm from Montreal. I have the right to say things like that.
Oh, yeah. But you really can't change history.
No, history is there, yes.
The Creoles were thoroughbred French born in the colonies.
Well, absolutely. And that, a city like that, right at the mouth of the Mississippi, I mean, yep. Right in the heart of almost the richest region musically and culturally. Louisiana is probably the closest place in the entire United States to Montreal for joie de vivre, just because of that. The people who just love life, everything there is about enjoying your life.
Well, that's it. And the Cajuns, see, there's Creole and there's Cajuns, Willem. Cajuns, they descended from a group of Catholic, French-speaking trappers and farmers, and they were exiled from Nova Scotia by the ruling English Protestants in 1755. So to this day, Canadians are loved and very welcome in Louisiana.
It's all part of the rich heritage of Louisiana that can be found on the internet at louisianatravel.com, 1-800-677-4082. Combine few days in New Orleans with a river barge cruise, just like Vic Phillips did. Thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World, Vic.
Well, nice talking to you, boys. Have a great time where you are, and life is just great in the summer, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Summertime. Time to travel.
Stay tuned. This is the Travel World Radio Show.
So keep on rocking me, baby.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cugino's. I say cugino's. You say cugino's. He says cugino's. She says cugino's. We say cugino's, they say cugino's. In fact, everyone's saying cugino's these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Yeah. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250,
great,
cugino's
so
is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying cugino's too. Cugino's, it's Italian for the best food in town.
To you, a closet is a place to hang a coat. To someone else, it's a place to teach a child a lesson he'll never forget. Preventing child abuse and neglect doesn't just mean reporting it. It means stopping it before it starts. Find out how at PreventChildAbuse.org or 1-800-CHILDREN. prevent child abuse. A child is helpless. You are not. A public service message brought to you by Prevent Child Abuse America and the Ad Council.
I've been a car nut since I was a kid. For me, success isn't about flashing cash. It's about driving a sweet ride. I'm the luxury car king because I had the good sense to quit high school. I didn't waste 50 years working to buy one of these babies. I dropped out and went straight for the jackpot. Hey there, Mama.
Hey yourself.
You like this set of wheels?
I like it very much.
Hear that? That's a 5.0 liter V8.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, so you know something about cars.
I know something about this car. Since it's mine...
Huh? Oh, right. I was just bringing it around for you.
Oh, and Casanova?
Yes, ma'am.
Nice vest. High school dropouts make 42% less money than high school graduates. It's that simple. If you want to earn more money, you've got to earn your diploma. Got questions? Get answers at OperationGraduation.com. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance. Sponsored by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
This is actor Angie Harmon working as a volunteer tutor. Here, she's teaching kids to spell habeas corpus. Here, prosecutable. Angie played a lawyer on TV. To find out how you can answer President Bush's call to service, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS.
When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Everyone can do something.
This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Millvale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Oh, directly from the ratings library. That is one of my favorites. And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Back. This is Stephen Pickford.
And talking today now about San Francisco, the water of San Francisco Bay. And, of course, not too far from Sacramento. Heard the magic word baby there. I cringed. Yeah. I cringed, but I digress.
Yeah.
Randall White is with us now. He is owner of I Left My Heart Publishing and Tours. Has a website, www.ileftmyheart.com. It's a guide to life in the Bay Area, and also organizes walking tours where when you're in San Francisco, you can get out and explore San Francisco on your two feet and see it up close and personal. Good morning, Randall.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Having a great Saturday morning here. Hope it's doing well for you out on the West Coast.
Visitors. It is. You know, I rode my bike to work this morning, actually, and it was, we've had a horribly wet April, the first part of May, but we're kicking into a little more spring, summertime right now, and it's just in the air. You can kind of smell it.
Randall, you're a brave man, because I know that San Francisco is one of the most hilly cities that I know, and you're taking a bicycle.
Fortunately, it's a relatively flat route from my place to work, but it's a workout to get up some of those hills.
Oh, good Lord, yeah. It's one of the more picturesque and well-known landmarks of San Francisco, which are the cable cars, were actually built for the very purpose of scaling the hills, because at the time, with horse-drawn wagons and carriages, the horses had a tough time getting up the hill. That's why they built the system itself, and it's, you know, one of the signature characteristics of what a beautiful city.
That's right. In fact, I live about a block from one of the cable car lines, the Mason Street line, and I actually take it. I would say it's probably about 90% of the people on the cable cars are tourists, but it really is a viable way to get around the city, and it's kind of fun to hop on and hang on and go up some of the hills. And there was a period about, 15 years ago, I guess, where they were considering getting rid of the cable cars altogether, and instead of doing that, they overhauled the complete system, had it shut down for a couple of years, and the cable cars are running better than ever, and I believe one of the only complete operating systems in the world.
Now, of course, on your website, you have a page devoted to cable car etiquette.
Yes, that's actually part of my question page. I love to answer people's questions. So anybody listening, if you're going to be traveling to San Francisco and you just have a question about where to eat, what to do, stuff like that, I do it for free. I get hundreds and hundreds of questions. I post some of the more general interest questions on the website in kind of a Dear Abby style. And one that I got recently was from somebody who kind of, well, they got on the cable car, but they ran and they jumped on the cable car, like you see on the movies. But that is really against the rules. You're not supposed to do that, and the cable car drivers can sometimes be a little harsh with the customers if they're not, you know, behaving correctly. And so I just sort of gave some simple rules so that the you can enjoy your cable car experience without getting yelled at.
You don't want to be yelled at, and of course, I can just see everyone, all the great legal minds of the Transit Authority seeing a lawsuit when they see somebody running.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
But still, the operating the cable cars in and of itself is an art. I mean, I've seen a few documentaries of it. We had the good fortune and chance to visit the actual the machine room where the actual
the cable car museum. That is a must.
It's free.
The best price of all.
Yeah, absolutely. No, the cable car museum is a lot of fun, and it's amazing the intricacy of how they figured out to put that system in so long ago, and that it's still viable today. Is amazing, and it is a workout to see those cable car operators. The grip man, I believe, is the one up front, and he's just constantly working that thing, going up and down the hills, you know. So it's fun.
That's just one of the amazing sights that you see in San Francisco, and what a very unique city and what really fun place to visit.
It really is. In fact, USA Weekend, which is in a lot of different newspapers, USA Today and such, not this one coming out this weekend, but next weekend, San Francisco got the number 5 spot in the top 10 most scenic vistas, and it's the vista from the Marin Headlands looking at the Golden Gate Bridge with the city in the background. I think it should have ranked a little higher up the list personally, but we still at least made it into the top 10. And that's just one of so many views around the city that it's, well, I think it's Travel and Leisure magazine actually ranked us in their most recent issue as the number one most scenic city in the United States.
Now, if somebody takes one of your walking tours, is it different every week, or do you follow pretty much a standard?
I try to keep the same general path. One thing I don't want to do, though, is ever sound like a, and on your left, you know, what I try to do is I make it. You know, if you were to visit a friend in the city and you were going to have the friend show you around, that's kind of how I try to do it. But, of course, I keep the same route. I start at the very top of Lombard Street, which is the crooked street. And it's not the most crooked street, though. People think that it's the most crookedest street in the world because that's its little nickname. But there's actually a street in San Francisco that's steeper and more crooked.
Well, the crookedest street actually in the world is Parliament Hill in Quebec City, but that's...
Is that right?
Neither here nor there.
Crooked in a different sense.
Right. Oh, we got plenty of those, too.
Yeah.
And so I start there, and then I kind of wander down over an area called Russian Hill and then down into Chinatown where we sample some Chinese dim sum, and then head over to a church where Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe had their wedding pictures taken. They weren't actually married in that church because they weren't allowed to be. They were considered sinners, but they did take their wedding pictures in front of it, and that is where Joe DiMaggio had his funeral services as well. And then we hike up to an area called Coit Tower, which is just a beautiful monument that sits high on top of Telegraph Hill. And then we drop down into an area which many people that even here that live in the city don't know about. It's a neighborhood that's inaccessible by car traffic. It's all just a series of like wooden ramps, and it hugs the side of a hillside. It's stairs and garden, beautiful gardens, absolutely amazing.
Now, getting the people out onto the street, how many people do you actually take on one of these walking tours? Is it a huge crowd, or is it limited to number of people?
I limit it to 10 people because I've found that if the tours go over 10, then certain people miss out on hearing things, and I have to repeat myself, and I think the quality of the tour is not good for the people who paid the price to go on the tour. So if by limiting it to 10, then everybody can at least get the same experience.
I can see that too, but also for your own, how long does the tour take? Because you're describing some places that I've been, and I'm thinking that covers a lot of area, and there's some
yeah.
places you just want to spend a lot more time. I say
right.
myself, the advice I give people when they go there, I said plan a lot of time to really see things properly. I mean, you gloss over things like Coit Tower, and you gloss over things, for instance, even Lombard Street, that in and of itself, that the so-called Crooked Street is so named because it goes up such a steep hill
yeah.
that they actually make it windy. There's this thing that if you zigzag up a hill, your actual incline is a lot less, and this is what they've done on Lombard Street, and they've planted all kinds of flowers and stuff. It is so incredibly worth seeing.
Yeah, they put it in 1922 because the cars and, of course, the horse-drawn wagons of the time couldn't make it up such a steep grade. So you're right, the switchbacks make it much more easier to get up. And part of the deal the city struck with the homeowners along Lombard Street was if they put in this street for them, that they had to keep the street looking nice with flowers and that sort of thing, and that's why you see it in such great shape today. But beautiful... Yeah, you're right. It's about a 2-hour tour.
Now, how much does the tour cost?
Pardon me. The tour is $24.50, and if you order online through my website, ileftmyheart.com, we throw in a free T-shirt.
Oh, that's a good deal. www.ileftmyheart.com. You also have a monthly newsletter that you can sign up for on that website and get up-to-date information and whet your appetite and bring back the memories if it's convince you to make a return visit as well.
That's right, yeah, and you get a 10% discount on the tour if you sign up for the newsletter.
So sign up for the newsletter, get the 10% discount, then take the tour and get the T-shirt. Hey, what better deal than that?
That's right.
And get out there and see the sights up close and personal with a San Francisco resident giving you that personalized, friendly neighborhood advice and ask as many questions as you want. Willem is already trying to prepare his questions because he always has a way of asking a tour guide a question that he's never heard before. Randall White, owner of I Left My Heart Publishing and Tours, www.ileftmyheart.com. Thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World.
I had a great time, Willem and Steve. You have a fantastic Saturday.
You too. Thanks for joining us.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And until next week when more travels will occur, I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
Have fun, everyone.
This has been a NASCAR Marketing production.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
I'm Richard.